we're in Shar Dalad Perek Hay in the Haggah. Four paragraphs in, there's a parenthesis, which I think is extremely yesodistic for the whole thing. And he says as follows, V'ish tevunois, yavim pnimiois mamorim zichronim levracha zel adarkeinu. If you're really smart and you're a makubal, you can understand what we're saying. Pnimiois mamorim, you can understand the pnimiois of what we're saying, levracha of zel adarkeinu. Al pi sisre azor v'kisre arizal, and we'll understand it al pi kabbalah. Asher amru shachachma hel yoina. They say that the chachma hel yoina, which means Torah, Torah is the chachma hel yoina, miskaleis rak al yedei midas malchusa yisparach. Hainu kabbalas o malchus shamayim kanal. So this is very important for me to explain this sentence. Again, the simple shot.
Can everybody mute besides the favor? Everybody please mute.
The simple shot is that we're taking the Torah and we're putting into a kli. The kli, we're saying, is Yerushamayim. What's Yerushamayim? And here he's saying a deeper teich, that the pshat in Yerushamayim is Kabbalas O Malchus Shamayim. This is Alpi Kabbalah, because Kabbalas O Malchus Shamayim is Midas HaMalchus. So let me explain two chidushim here. First of all, when we think about Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shemayim, we think about saying Kriya Shema, we think about Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shemayim being Bar Mitzvah, whatever we're thinking about. But the Omek of Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shemayim is we're entering into the Midah of Malchus. Da'ainu, Chesed Gvura Tiferes Netzach Hoy Yisoy Malchus. And Malchus is where Hashem, Malchus, by the way, the Chazal say over and over again in Zohar, that Shechina Hi Malchusa, that the Shechina is the manifestation of Malchus. It means Shechina is Lashon Shachin, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu rests in this world, like the Beis HaMikdash, like our homes. So Shechina, Ihi Malchus. So we're in the place of Hashem with the Shechina, and that's the place of Malchus. So when we're Makabel Ol Malchus Shemayim, what we're doing is we're putting ourselves in that place of Malchus. It's a new way of thinking of Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shemayim. Yeah? Now, here's the paradox in this. It's a Bamish paradox. Malchus, the Midah of Malchus, according to the Zohar, is Leislei Megarmei Klum. What does that mean? That there is no, if I'm putting myself in Malchus, there's no more me. There's no more me. The minute there's, I'm doing this for Hashem, plus it looks good, or I'm doing this for Hashem, plus it makes my wife happy, I'm doing this for Hashem, plus I'm getting kavod, so then that's yesh be migarme. Then he has something migarme. But what you want to get to with Malchus is ke Malchus shocha. It all belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's the makam of the Shechina. And leisle migarme klum. This is the side, by the way, of the Aron and the Kodesh, the Aron and the Kodesh, like Tafas Makai, right? In other words, there's no Tfisas Makam Bechlal when it comes to Malchus. There's no Tfisas Makam. So when a person is Makabel or Malchus Shemayim, they're Makabel to be nothing. So what's the paradox? The paradox is here, I'm supposed to be making a Kli, but the whole Kli, the whole Keli, how do I make a Keli? By being Mevatel Kli. And I was here, I'm making a kli, my house is a kli, the Beis HaMikdash is a kli, I'm a kli, my heart's a kli, Bilvavi Mishkan Evna, however you want to understand the kli, but how do you make the kli? By being Mevatel Kli Me'echon, like just no kli at all. So Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shemayim means where I'm taking away any selfish, it's completely selfless, I don't want to call it selfishness, but it's completely selfless, I don't even exist in this arena of Malchus. Except for the fact that I'm part of the Malchus Shemayim, like a Malach. I'm part of the Malchus Shemayim, and in that sense, I'm like a Malach. I'm part of the Malchus Shemayim. So that's what Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shemayim means. I'll give you a good mashal of this. By the way, everybody's on mute, but if you want to say something, just unmute and say it.
So it's the absolute in Ein Oid Mavado.
Einoid Movada, good. Well said. Well said. Let me give an example of this. The Nefesh HaChaim says in the Ruach Chaim on Pirkei Avos, he says, as we all know, that Moshe Rabbeinu was an Anuv Mikol Adam. Moshe Rabbeinu was the ultimate in Malchus. So what does it mean that he was an Anuv Mikol Adam? He was humble, okay? Ich bin agornished. It was humble. That's the Nefesh HaChaim, the Ruach Chaim, that's the Nefesh HaChaim on Pirkei Avos. Then he says, Moshe Lomah Adavar Doima to a Kli. And this is really right up our alley here. The Kli is like this. And he says that, let's say the Kli takes up a certain amount of space, and you can put a certain amount of coffee in that Kli. But if it's a thin-walled Kli, you can put more coffee than in a thick-walled Kli, because the thicker it is, the less mashka you could put into it. So Moshe Rabbeinu was the Anuv Mikol Adam, meaning that his walls were very, very thin, and therefore he was able to put in X amount of Torah. What does it mean to be your walls be thin? That's anivus. Anivus means leis leber gabe klum. Anivus means that there's nothing of me here, Moshe Rabbeinu, and Memela, he could fit in more Torahs. And the Ruach Chaim there says in Pirkei Avos, unbelievable Levadik, and Rashiva Zatzal, whose Yortzeit was just now, used to say all the time, this Ruach Chaim, that anybody who would have the Anivus of Moshe Rabbeinu is capable of having the Torah of Moshe Rabbeinu. I am a Nair. There was nothing special except for the fact that there was nothing about Moshe Rabbeinu except that he wasn't there. There was no zich. There was nothing to him at all. So when we talk about Kabbalah's Ol Malchus Shemayim, what we're saying, and it's somewhat paradoxical, that I'm a vato l'kli, there's nothing here of me. Yeah?
So is it like a vacuum in that sense that because I take myself out of the picture, therefore it automatically fills up with Torah? Or is it, there's a void that I have to do with that as well?
So this is the whole Nefesh HaChaim that he's going to say in a minute in Perek Vav, that this is what I have to, this is the avoida that I have to do before I learn Torah. So ultimately I have to learn Torah. So the pre-avoda is, it's not a vacuum, it's avelos, avelos b'Torah. But the pre-avelos b'Torah is getting myself out of the picture. So what does it mean, tachlis? It means that any pedia that I have, any reason that I have, like if a person says, I learned Torah for Hashem plus, so then you've just thickened your walls. Now, let me just add something to this before we go back to the words. Let's say the Mishnah Pirkei Avos, I think it's Perek Gimel, Mishnah Dalet or Mishnah Hey. The Mishnah says, Amar Rav Lechudya Belakala, Kol habakabel olav ol malchus shemayim, mavir mimenu ol malchus v'ol derech eretz. I believe that's a correct quote. So, mazot omeret. Rav Nochanan ben Akona, by the way, was the mekubel ador in the door before Rav Shimon bar Yochai. Sefer Habah here. So he says that if your makabel is like a trick, that during the time of the Hadrian decrees, that anybody who's makabel ol malchus shemayim, and according to our understanding and definition of this means that you get yourself completely out of the picture. So now, mavir mimenu, being that you've gotten yourself completely out of the picture, so you're a very, very thin-walled vessel. So mavir and mimenu, automatically you're not meshubed to the old malchus and the old derech eretz. In other words, you can't live in two malchias. Either you're the malchus of the rikia or the malchus of the ara. So being that, this is Rav Nochanan ben Akona's gevaldike etza. By the way, if you look at the Sefer Habah here itself, while we're here, which I peeked at, you see that the Pirkei Avos is just like a small quote from Rav Nochanan ben Akona. Really what he says is, I don't have a list in front of me, but kol habakabel olav ol malchus shemayim mavir mimenu ol malchus, ol derech eretz, ol choili, ol parnasa, ol shalom bayis, oil, every oil that there could possibly be in the world, it goes away. Why? Why? Why does it go away? What is, how does 1 + 1 = 2? So, hurry up to say the pshat. I'm furious. Ice. The Omek HaDavar is that when I'm a Kabbal Ol Malchus Shemayim, Leisle Megar Meklum, I have nothing of myself. And if I have nothing myself, there's nothing for all these earthly powers to be Sholeitam. Now, I don't know if it means that, like, so you have, like, Moshe Rabbeinu went up to Har Sinai. It was a Bechina of complete Malchus. Leisle Megar Meklum. So he was able to say, Lechem Lo Yachalti Yomayim Lo Shosisi. I'm not meshubit to the basic needs of a baser v'dam. Kol arbayim yayin. Now he wasn't always in that situation because he says meforish, lechem lo yachalti mayim lo shasisi. Kol arbayim yayin. Kol zman I was on Har Sinai, I had no zich. Rav Shimon bar Yochai, Sinai Mara, and he didn't have everything happened for him. Meaning he had the Eitz Kruv, he had the Nachal Mayim. Somehow or another, everything happened. So I don't know that it means that if somebody has an old Derech Eretz and an old Parnassa, that means you're not being Mekabel Ol Malchus Shemayim enough, but it does mean that you're not under any other Shlita except for the Shlita of HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ba'atzma. Doesn't mean that if it's Basheret, the person, God forbid, should be sick or rich or healthy or poor. That's a Gzeres Hashem. That's all part, just like every malach is different and has different chunas, so we'll have different chunas. But you're not mishubit to it, mishum machusa da'ara. That's the key.
Is it possible with parnosa to say everything I do is, you know, l'shem shamayim, and in that way to turn it into something that is mishubit to
machusa? Absolutely, absolutely. It means nobody's saying that one shouldn't be oisig in derech eretz or politics. But what it means to say is that kol zman, I'm taking myself out of that picture, which needs to be understood more. I mean, we can't explain that enough. But taking myself out of the picture, like Moshe Rabbeinu, which is another kol adam. So whether I'm doing it in Parnassa, whether I'm doing, look, Moshe Rabbeinu was also doing all kinds of things. You know, but he was, his walls were thin. So the avoda here is, just before we start saying the words of Perek Vav, the avoda here is Kabbalas Ol Malchus Shemayim and thinning our walls, and therefore entering into the world of Malchus Hashem. And as we enter into the world of Malchus Hashem, Leisle Megar Meklum, there's nothing else but the Malchus Hashem. So Mamele Mavir Mimanu, every oil in the world.
So just that Leisle Megar Meklum is those are. I'm trying to find the right word. I'm trying not to say radical, but those are pretty radical words, because when you look at Gedolim, you know, like any of the ones that you've just mentioned, including your Rosh Hashiva, they were like so radically themselves. They were so unique. They were so able to be whatever it was that they were created to be in the world. So that it seems like that's a kasha, but it can't be. It has to be that.
You see that? Do you see that as a contradiction?
Well, it feels like it, because Leis, or at least it feels easy to interpret Leis Limigar Meklum as some complete bittel.
Let me tell you something, Rabbi, about complete bittel. Complete bittel is a liberation of all the things in life that stop us from being who we really are. The whole point is, you know, Rav Scheinberg, say for Tzadik Livracha, or somebody, the other Gedolim, who were able to do his Avoda with his Torah and with his Talisim and with his Tefillin, he had no shibud at all to anything in the world. He was a free man. Before I give the shir, I put on my jacket. Kavod HaTzibur. There's nothing more liberating than not being meshubit to the oil, because let's say all derech eretz, let's say the what's normal trends and styles in this world, those are not making me unique; those are taking away my uniqueness. everything that I'm meshubed to. So the idea is, even psychologically, to be Kabbalah Sobach HaShemayim is an extremely liberating and allows me to be exactly what I'm supposed to be and learn the way I want to learn. And it's extremely liberating. Ad Kedekach, it's so liberating that Chazal say, be careful with it and try to stick with the Tzibur, you know? I'll Tzibur Hashem not Tzibur. But because you can't be too free. But unless you're a Gadol, unless you're a Tzaddik, then you can do that. So I think damn good Kasha, good Teretz. I think that this is what we have to do. Is that coming all the way from South Africa here?
All the way from South Africa, Rob.
Oh, wow. let's start.
Rob, is it connecting more to like the general Shekhinah you were saying with Malchus, or is it more like, the last bit there was talking more about like connecting with like higher levels of your neshama, that like you're removing away the klipas of this world and revealing more of like your like higher level neshama?
I think it's two steps. I think that's what I tried to say. One step is that I'm a Kabbalah Malch Shamayim, and Mamela, two things happen. I'm not Meshubed to all of the different koyches around me, and therefore now I have a Keli, which can be Makabal all the higher worlds of the Malchus Hashem into this world. And I become that funnel, that Sinar, into this world. That affects me. You know, it's an interesting thing. What I'm troubled with here, and maybe that's what you're saying, so why aren't we all in perfect millionaire shape if we're Makabal all Malchus Shamayim? So I want to make this point very clear. That let's say Chanina ben Doisa, Kol Olam Kulei Misparnis Mechanina Bani, he said about himself, Chanina Bani Mipas Kruven Shabbos LeShabbos, just like Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. So there was, what does it mean? It means to say, like the Nefesh HaChaim says and Rav Tzadik says, that the word shvil there doesn't mean because of, but it means like shnei shvilim in the pipeline, in the pipeline of Reb Chanina, meaning every one of us has a pipe from Shemayim to Aretz, and in the pipeline of Chanina Bani comes through the sustenance of the entire world. But then he added, the Chanina Bani, say speaking b'shem Hashem, misparnish. I'm nothing. I'm a poor man. So he had so little to himself that it all just flowed right through him. So being like, if one is completely Makabal Omal Hashemayim, as he was, for instance, and I think that was his point, it doesn't really make a difference to him if it sticks or it doesn't stick, because he's out there to give it to the world. As opposed to, the Gemara says, Rabbi Gamliel, who was an Ashir, and it was a Nasi. So a Nasi has a different thing. It has to stick with him in order for it to be Mashpi of the world. So every Malach is different, and every person is different, and every free person is different. Okay, let's start Perek Vav, because this is an exact continuation of this paragraph in the Haggah of Perek Hay. Lazaisa Emes. Everybody got the place here? Lazaisa Emes. Now that we've established this truth, Shizohi Haderech Amiti, let's call it Kabbalas Obal Chushamayim, which has become the definition of Yerushamayim. Asher Bazeh Bachar Hu Yisparach Shamayim. That's what Hashem chose. That's why he put us here. So it comes out like this. This is a very practical that whenever a person is preparing themselves to learn, okay, look, you prepared yourself to learn, I prepared to learn. So besides for turning on the Zoom and opening the Sefer, it's kedai to have the Yishuv Adas before we begin learning. This is every day or multiple times a day. Al kol panim zman muat. We have to take a couple of minutes, zman muat, b'yiras Hashem tahoira b'taras alev, lisvadois al chatasei mi'umka deliba, k'deisha tehi teras teirasa k'deisha u'tahoira. So, okay, how to build your kli. This is the spiritual IKEA here. How to build your kli that's going to be makabel the Torah. So we said Kabbalah so ma'al shemayim, but what does that mean? So let's says the Nefesh HaChaim, there's two parts to it. This to me, Rabbi Yisrael, is a huge chiddush which needs analysis. There's two parts to Yir Shemayim and Kabbalah so ma'al shemayim. And this is what we have to think about it. What are the two parts? Number one, Taras Aleph. Number two, Vidui Tshuva. So I look at this, I say, Vidui Tshuva. Also, that I have to do before I learn Torah. But this is what he says, that Zman Mu'at B'Yiras Hashem Torah B'Taras Aleph. So that's easier to explain. Taras Aleph means I'm pure in my motive, in my agenda. I don't want to do anything else but to learn the Ratzon Hashem and do the Ratzon Hashem. Kabbalah Zol Malchus Shemayim. And then also, Lihisvadois, you have to say, Vidui, Al Chatasai Mi Umka Deliba. You have to try to have Charata, confess to yourself, admit, acknowledge anything that I've done wrong. It's Yom Kippur. Anything that I've done wrong, and say vidui on it, and then I have a kli to learn. So let me hear from you, Rabbi Yitzchok. Why vidui?
You haven't completed the tahara without vidui.
Yeah, why? Somebody has
it hasn't come to the level of malchus or befoil. When you do deeper, it's bringing it down to befoil to malchus.
Uh-huh.
It's just an abstraction. It hasn't reached malchus yet.
Mm-hmm. Very good. So, in other words, Rav Yitzchok is being medayik. It doesn't say here that you have to do tshuva. It says here that you have to do vidui. So The vidui is dibur, is bringing everything that I am and everything that Hashem says. Once I'm, we learned it 100 times. There's machshava, dibur, and maisa. So we're bringing it to the world of dibur, which is bringing it into this world. So I'm taking any chet that I may have done, and I'm pulling it out, and I'm saying, hey, what's this? What is this thing? What did I do? What is this? Like, why did I insult this guy yesterday? Why did I say that even? So by examining that and then speaking it out, see, it's very interesting. In Hilchos Tshuva, where the Rambam talks about the various steps for Tshuva, so he says, without getting into it, it's the wrong season, but basically, the way it's set over from the Rambam is that step one is Charat ala Avar. Step two is Kabbalah ala Asid. And then he says, so in other words, I have Charat what I did wrong. I'm a Kabbalah on myself. I'm not going to do that wrong anymore. And then, V'yoymer b'fiv kol ma shigomar b'liboy. It's such a the nuance of the Rambam is fantastic. The Omar b'fiv kol ma shigomar miliboy. Right? Does anybody remember that lashon? You look perplexed. One second. Because it's a gevaldik lashon, which means you go from machshava to dibur to maisa. One second. It's the Rambam. Eric Shaney of Hilchos Tshuva. Mahi Atshuva, listen to the Lashon here. Mahi Atshuva, what is Tshuva? Hu shiyazev achoyte chete v'yasirim v'machshavte. You're oizev the chet and you get it out of your machshava. So your first avoyde in Tshuva is in the machshava. V'yigmar b'libay Shalayaseu oid. Namar Yazav Rosha Darkoi. Chenisnachim al shavar, and you should have charata on what you did. And it should be a real charata. Yoyda lov yadeh etzum lomais. And then the Rambam says at the end, v'tzorech li svadois b'sfasa v'loimar inyanais elo shadamar b'libay. That's the lashon of the Rambam. Tzorech li svadois b'sfasa. Now you got to use your lips. Get your lips moving over here. Tzorech li svadois b'sfasa v'loimar inyanais elo shadamar b'libay. B'libay. So what am I doing? I'm taking a machshava, which can be quite esoteric, just a machshava, a fleeting thought, which is good, a machshava of tshuva. I have charata. Oh, how did I do that? Okay, so rishoyim are malayim charata, and I'm a kabbal about myself. I'm never going to do it again. That makes it different. But now I'm saying it. By saying it, what am I doing? I'm not just getting it more clear in my like I'm speaking it out. I'm bringing it into the world of malchus. I went from Chesed, Gvura, Tiferes, Netzach, Hod, Yisrael, Malchus, or more specifically, I went from the Kesser to the world of Malchus. So comes the Nefesh HaChaim and he says that the world of Tshuva and the world of Sitra Achra don't exist in the same place. The world of Tshuva, or the world of specifically of Vidui, means this is my words, and my words are completely pushing out anything else, any other. So I have two things. Let's get it clear. Taras Halev, purity of motive, and Vidui, where I'm saying mamash in this world, I'm a Kabbal Ol Malchus Shemayim on the deepest level, yes? Because I'm a Kabbal Ol Malchus Shemayim of Leislei Megirmei Klum, that even something which is deep inside of me, which I know I do wrong, but I just don't want to get rid of that right now. I'm not ready to leave that. Listen, I'm working on that, you know. But Vidui, when you speak that out, let's go also and you become a clean nucky like Moshe Rabbeinu. Thin-walled vessel. That's what it says here. Yichavein, let's see the Nefesh HaChaim a little further. Yichavein listabek b'limudai. Now, we have a new concept here. Let's be careful because every concept is important. I have a new concept here of dveikus. Listabek b'limudai, boy ba'tayra, boy ba'kodesh baruch hu. When you're being mistabek in Torah, you're being mistabek in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hainu, listabek b'chol choysav l'dvar Hashem zoi halacha. U'bezeh hu davuk b'yish baruch mamash kivyachol. By being mistabek, so we need to explain dveikus here, but by being mistabek to Torah, let's just use the words for a minute, dveikus. Particularly, he says, which is fascinating, to halacha, l'dvar Hashem zu halacha, because if you remember in the Haggah at the end, he said that ein leila kadosh baruch hu ella dal amashel halacha. So let me tell you something. This is really what we were saying before, because halacha, dalad amay shel halacha, is where all of that Torah comes into this world. So it's the ultimate malchus, yeah? Dalad amay shel halacha is, you know, how we walk, how we talk, what we do, what we eat. Dalad amay shel halacha is the ultimate malchus. So it says in Nefesh HaChaim, Dveikus b'dal rama shel halacha dvar Hashem zu halacha. U'bezeh, by doing that, look at this, by being in the ultimate gashmius, and here's our paradox again. And by the way, Yoni, this is to what you were saying here, like in terms of Derech Eretz and Parnassus, that by being mistabik to the ultimate in gashmius, which is dvar Hashem zu halacha, this is the part, of our religion that, Lahabdil, other religions of the world don't want to deal with. You know, come on, like, you know, is it really important, you know, whether I'm eating a kazayas or I'm eating a half of a kazayas, I'm doing it, you know? They're not getting the nuance of the gashmias, because without the machshava, dibur, and maisa, it doesn't come into this world, b'chlal. So you don't have any malchus except for in halacha. It's a gevaldike yisoy to remember. Malchus is halacha. U'bezeh, so by going in halacha, limud halacha, doing halacha b'zehu davuk by yisbarach mamish kiviyachol. Why? Because I'm doing Hashem's way, not my way, in this world. I'm davuk takadosh baruch hu. Yehu yisbarach hu ritzayno echad. Because as we know, right, Yisrael v'areisa v'kut shabrichu chadhu. K'may shikasa b'zayar v'chol din halacha mitayra akdoisha hu ritzayno yisbarach. What are we doing when we're doing dinim? We're mevatel our ratzon to his ratzon. As let me add, it says in Pirkei Avos, "Asei ritzoncha kiritzonai." Right. In other words, you're mevatel your ratzon to the ratzon Hashem. Kasher, I pasul tamei v'tahar aser mutar chay v'zakeh. So the world is working al pi halacha. In the gashmius world, is working al pi halacha, not just in the on the mountaintops. Not just in the esoteria of this world, in the Kabbalah of this world. But if the world is going al pi halacha, then the world is the Malchus Hashem. Look, I don't want to reduce it, but what's the point of being, let's say, a melech baser v'dam? The whole point of being the melech is that everybody in the Malchus is keeping your edicts and your laws. So the whole point of Malchus is that if this was Lahabdil, the Malchus Achashverosh, so everybody's doing Achashverosh things. If it's the Malchus of Hashem, everybody's doing Hashem things. So the halacha is the Bechina of Malchus, just like true in the Malchus of the Ara, same thing. Kasher, Pasul, Tamei, Tar, Vegamim, Hu Asik, Bedivar, Agada. Now let's say you're learning Agada. Agada is not halacha. So that doesn't have any din here. Now, this is a very important distinction. Because when it came to halacha, he said, we're davuk in the ratzon Hashem. What he said here is, when you're learning halacha, you're davuk by yisparach mamish kiviyachol. And if he's oisig in Agoda, which is also Torah, shein behem shum nafkus l'shum dina, so it doesn't come completely down to earth, does it? You're talking on a different world. So he tells us gam kein hu davuk not mamish b'Hakadosh Baruch Hu, b'diburei shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So gaval shebe gaval, we have a chiluk here between. If you're being davuk by yisbarach or davuk b'diburai. So I liked, right? Everybody agree that's like a hard one to swallow? What's the difference between being davuk by and being davuk b'diburai? And the Nefesh HaChaim clearly makes this distinction, although I would maintain that if you read it quickly, you missed it. What is the difference between the two things? So I think the pshat is as follows. I'll just throw this out there. That davuk boy, davuk b'diburei. You see, when we're oisik, particularly in dvar halacha, you're learning aksais and nesivus, a gemara in Baba Kama, Mishnah Berurah.
The connection is not just on the Nefesh HaChaim. You also see it in Tanakh, Haridim al Dvar Hashem, and it was one of the Torahs. I forget where. So it's going to say Harid al Hashem. It's Harid al Dvar Hashem.
Well, Kimitzion
Teitzei Torah. Please, Yirmiyah.
Kimitzion Teitzei Torah, Dvar Hashem Yerushalayim.
Okay, also, yeah.
There you have a difference between Kimisi and Teitzei Torah, Dvar Hashem Yerushalayim.
Maybe Torah is mitzvot, so when it comes to Dvar Hashem, that's something b'chtav, that's Torah. No, Hashem is mitzvot, so Dvar Hashem is Torah.
It can't be what he means here, because he's saying, Limud halacha is mistabik boy, Yisparach, which I don't know which pasuk you're
right, reading. Halacha, l'maisa, is mitzvus. That's something that's nasi, it's practical.
Later, so let's understand. So mistabek boy, and learning agoda is mistabek b'diburai. So a little bit the difference, the opposite of what you're saying. So let me say like this, that when a person is learning halacha properly, so this is very radical, so listen to me carefully. If you don't get angry at me, you're not hearing me. When a person is oisik in dvar, let's start the other way, in dvar agada, you're learning about how the world works, you're learning about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you're learning about diburai ki'ilu basar mamaris mivraha olam. And these are the mamaris of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and I'm learning all about it. When a person is oisik in developing halacha, you now become a partner with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Meaning, you are HaKadosh Baruch Hu is developing the halacha, kaviyachal, and we're developing the halacha, and we're b'chavrusa, me and God. So it means to say that there's a big difference between learning about God and being God. So the Leis Le'Megarmei is Ad Kedei Kach, that Leis Le'Megarmei Klum is Ad Kedei Kach in Malchus, that not only I'm mistabik b'diburai, but I'm mistabik boy, I am doing the same thing he's doing. And that's what the Gemara says when it says, Afilo Talmud, even a young child who says something to his Rebbe. So it came from Sinai. Even that, Afilo Talmud, Shomer David Lufnei Rabbi, it's part of the ongoing process of Matan Torah. So it means that if we're saying a chiddush b'kedusha v'tara in halacha, by the way, you know, we can participate. In Agada, we can only, in other words, we can develop a halacha. And that's what you do. That's what poskim do in every generation. That's what they develop halachas. They bring them forward and they develop halacha. But it's a dynamic process. So...
The relevant chazal for what you're saying is called Dayan Shadan Din Emes Lamitai Nase Shutus LaKodesh Baruch Hu BeMaisabrachus.
As opposed to studying what he did, you're a shutuf, mamish, mistabik boy. So what does that require? Listen to the words of chazal, Dayan Din Emes Lamitai. Emes means that it's objectively true. Emes lamitai means I'm coming from a completely true place. It's not sugatrofen that it's true. It's mamish true, true shiva true. And then, you know, but I'm saying here, Rav Yitzchak, I'm saying another step further, that in the halachic process, we become part of the Matan Torah. We become part of the Matan Torah because if you listen to... Hillel or Shammai or the Chazon Ish speak. So that's the Matan Torah Liyameinu, providing that they stay into the rules, and it's completely Torah and it's completely Leisle Megarmei Klum. This is the Torah. This is the Halacha Liyameinu. And Halacha is dynamic in that sense. Whereas if you're learning. Even Kabbalah, so you're learning about Sfiris and Partsufim, but what you're doing is you're learning about HaKadosh Baruch Hu instead of being HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that's what I think. That's what I think he means here. But and you'll see here in the next paragraph. Let's try to finish this today. Ki HaTorah Kula Bichlaleha Uprateha V'Diktukeha. Here's a Chazal I just quoted. Afilu Masha Talmud Katan Shoyel Meirabai. Hakoil yatsam mipiv yisparach lamoisha b'sinai. Hakoil yatsam mipiv yisparach lamoisha b'sinai. So we're learning the pshat. Normally, you learn the pshat is baruch shekivanta to what Moshe Rabbeinu had a conversation with. But you see that's by the way not the case, because we see mafurish that the Gemara Menachos that Moshe Rabbeinu saw Rabbi Akiva learning. He said, I don't even know what he's talking about. Right, you remember the Gemara? He had a chalishus hadas Moshe Rabbeinu because he didn't even know what Rabbi Kiva meant. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to him, "Don't worry about it." Halacha l'moshe misinai. Or Rabbi Kiva said himself, "How did the Talmidim say? How do you know this? That halacha l'moshe misinai?" So if he doesn't know what he's talking about, what's pshat halacha l'moshe misinai? Meaning, Moshe Rabbeinu, you started a process of halacha, and Rabbi Kiva is finishing the process. And extrapolating and learning and going according to Yud Gimel Ikrim, Yud Gimel Midos, Shatar, and Nidreshus, Bam, etc. So what's happening is that
Rabbi Kiva now is Moshe Rabbeinu, and that's what he means here. Afilu Masha Talmud and Shoyal Me Rabbi. I call Yotzim B'Piv Yisparach L'Moshe B'Sinai. Majama Rabbi Senu Zechronim L'Vrachas Seif Perik Beis De Megillah. Watch this. U'B'Perikam De Brachas Hey Aleph. U'B'Kayelas Rabba Samach Aleph Simon Aleph Perik Yud Aleph. V'Sham B'Simon Hey Perik Vav. U'B'Yerushalmi Perik Beis De Peya. U'B'Vayikar Rabba Perik Chav Beis. Ayin Sham U'B'Shmeis Rabba Perik Mem Gimel Seif L'Chas Hadvarim Eila. How'd you like that? For other people, that's a whole book. He just wrote a kuntres. But the kuntres states that we participate in the mice of halacha as we develop a halacha. And here's a beautiful, that's a beautiful distinction between halacha and agada. One is bo yisparach, one is dibura. B'shosh nigla kodesh baruch hu b'sinai litein teri l'Yisrael. Says Chazal, Shmois Rabbah, B'shosh nigla HaKadosh Baruch Hu B'Sinai Litein Torah L'Yisrael. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu was revealed at Har Sinai to give Torah to Klal Yisrael, Amr L'Moshe, he said to Moshe, Ala Seder Mikra Mishnah Halachas V'Agadahis. V'Yidaber Elohim is called V'Dorim Ela Afilu Masha HaTalmud Shoyal L'Rav Adka. So the Bechin of Talmud Shoyal L'Rav means that even that Talmud, which is Shoyal L'Rav, is part of the process of bo yisparach that Hashem is doing in Har Sinai. Hashem is doing this Har Sinai, but it's a dynamic process which is happening until today. Not to be confused with somebody who says, you know, what they consider to be halachas and completely cut off from the Messiah of Klal Yisrael. It has to be connected to Har Sinai. But it's not connected to Har Sinai, so then you stop, start your own religion, you can do whatever you want. But in other words, in order to be Jewish, it has to be connected to Har Sinai.
Incredible level of the dibur of just learning without it being nogei lahalacha, because then it's like Maimon Har Sinai. It's like the beginning of it all. So it actually has a, you know, you would think that the halacha is your davik boy, and that's even greater. But if you think about it, if you're doing this Maisa that is Mamish Har Sinai, Matan Torah, that in itself is huge.
So you're saying, that's a good point, you're saying that we're taking for granted that Mistabik Boy is bigger than Mistabik B'Dibur, right? And you're saying when you think about Slav Dafka, each one has a Milo. There's Mistabik Boy in the halachic process. Mistabik B'Dibur is your partner into how all that's manifesting itself into the world. Is that what you're saying, Rabbi Yaakov?
Yes, and it's actually the beginning of it all. It's the beginning. It's before we got to the Maisa Halacha.
Yeah. By the way, I don't know if everybody here knows each other, but Rabbi Yaakov Pinsky was my chaver on learning with Rav Scheinberg the Tzadik L'Racha together. So. Except you're younger than me.
Rav Haber?
Yeah.
Perhaps also, when we learn halacha, Chazal tell us we should be learning almanas lasos. So that aspect of bringing it into action, it brings it into the world of malchus in a way that learning agada is more theoretical, less... There isn't the same way to bring the agada into this world. We can learn midos, we can learn ideas, but halacha.
It's not lamaisa. You know, look, I mean, we can make the debate halacha and agada, but before doing that, and maybe before ending, I just want to bring one thing out. It's already time to close. But we have to define agada also, because if you suffer, if it's defining the way I'm davening and standing before Hashem, very lamaisa. So I don't think that's agada. If it's defining what my kavana should be when I'm doing a mitzvah, that's very lamaisa. I don't think that's agada. What he means by agada is what he means by agada is. What we would call today Kabbalah.
soteria, which has no lemaisa to it. You know, just to go back over the whole thing, just for a second, Shabbos, you know, I remember, you know, for a while I learned from the Kollel of Rabbi Yaakov Hillel, right after I got married. So, you know, it was always, at that time especially, it was always a big tumult about learning Kabbalah. You know, we learned Kabbalah, teaching Kabbalah. We had a Kabbalah Kollel. Now, the people in this Kollel were probably all Gedolim today. It wasn't myself as the exclusion, but I mean, there were very chashuva people there. But he said this verse, I don't know where he got it from. He said that the Shulchan Aruch says that you're not supposed to learn Kabbalah until it's Malei Kreisoi B'Shas U'Poiskim. That's what it says in Shulchan Aruch in Hilchos Talmud Torah. You shouldn't learn in the Pardes until you're Malei Kreisoi B'Shas U'Poiskim. So he said that he thinks that Malei Kreisoi is how much Shas U'Poiskim do you need in order to learn Kabbalah? So he says, so look at it like a kli. And a small kli, like a baby's kreisoi, is malay in a much different place than a big gadol's kreisoi is malay. So it's a relative term. So when you say malay kreisoi b'shas u'poiskim, it means that it's the right amount of shas u'poiskim for you. So now you've lined your stomach with shas u'poiskim, now you can put into it dibrei kabbalah. And so it comes out like the smaller you are, the quicker you can be to, the smaller your capacity is, the quicker you can be to fill it up with a little bit of Shas U'Poiskim and a little bit of Kabbalah. I'm just saying, like, this whole Indian of a Kli comes to mind, if that's true. I'm not 100% sure it's true. But the synopsis in of everything that we've learned today is, A, we need to make a Kli. B, the Kli is Yir Shamayim, which is defined or parallel to Kabbalah Ol Malchus Shamayim. C, the breakdown of Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shemayim is Tahara and Teshuvah, or specifically Vidui. And four, that when I'm learning Halacha, I'm Dovek B'Ruach HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because why? Because that's the Shechina Mamish, Ein Lo Ela HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ela Dala Amish Ela Halacha Bilvad. If I'm Oisik in Agada, which is like more, let's call it Kabbalah for our purposes, so now I'm Isaac in Diburai Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which I understand is like the Asar Mamaris. And Rabbi Yaakov is rightfully saying, not to say one is better than the other or worse than the other, but it's two different things that have to be Isaac. You can make a Birchas HaTorah on both of them. Okay. Shukoyach, everybody. Thanks for coming. I hope everybody's well.
Thank you, Chodesh Tov.
Chodesh Tov. Chodesh Tov. Thank
you so much.
This is the time for new beginnings.
Yeah.
Preso is meduyik, but in the grammar, Rebbe, preso is meduyik. Preso.
Preso. Yeah. It's a nice something to think about. All right. Be well. Good and clear.